I don't know if it's a question, but I see what you're saying about the hindrances. But it seems like that's everything I called my life. Just all these stories are coming up, and ill will that you're speaking about, and yeah, just looking at it and trying to stay on the breath, but it's like, no, don't do that. Just go to sleep or crunch your shoulders or something like that. So you're just saying, just keep on working at it and it just gets used to focusing?
Excuse me. Yeah, so that the... Yeah, sometimes when we first start actually trying to train the mind and investigating it, that feeling is a bit overwhelming in the sense, wow, that's all my life is. the reality is not quite like that at all. And there's we have all these various options of bringing attention and awareness, and even if it seems very fleeting at the beginning, it's something that we can be building on, and then the cultivation of a direct lifting up of loving kindness or compassion. Those are very ordinary meditations. In the sense, they're very common meditations that one clearly focusing on those very wholesome mental states and qualities. One can be directing attention to virtue and restraint and making it conscious. And generosity, all of these are very wholesome and positive mental states and mental qualities that we can be encouraging, and those start to gain traction in the mind, and we're able to replace those unskillful tendencies that are hindrances with something that is kind of uplifting and brightening for the mind. Or sort of, that's why it's that sense of cultivation and development as a word. You know, we're cultivating and developing those wholesome and skillful mental states that actually support our well-being and inner tranquility.
Thanks.